Good afternoon, everyone.
各位弟兄姐妹，午安。
It's good to be back in New Jersey, where you know the temperature at night is around the 70s.
很高兴能够回到 New Jersey， 在晚间的气温是70度左右。
On the other hand, in Texas, the temperature at night is around the 90s.
在德州晚间的气温是要90度。
So it's nice to sleep with the AC off.
所以晚上不开空调睡觉是很舒服的。
Back in April, where the temperature at night still in the 90s, I was talking to this ninth grader in a Christian high school where I worked.
在四月份的时候，德州的气温也已经90度，那晚间的气温也已经90度了。我呢，在一个我所任职的一个教会学校里面。跟一个九年级的女孩子谈话。
She was doubting her faith, and one of the things she brought up was part of the Westminster Shorter Confession, where it said the chief end of men is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
她呢在怀疑她自己的信心，她就是就是一段有关西敏寺的一段简短的忏悔，是说人的最终的目的是要荣耀神。是要永远的享受它。
The young girl was puzzled, and she asked, "Isn't God kind of selfish that He always wants to receive the credit?"
小女孩很困惑，她问神是不是有点自私，要我们在任何事上都要归荣耀于他。
Why is our goal in life always to praise Him and give Him glory and honor?
为什么我们生活的目的一定要是要去赞美他，要荣耀他？
I was taken back because I never heard a question from that kind of perspective.
我愣了一下，因为我从来没有听到过这方面的问题。
And as I was thinking, she continued and asked, "Well, how could God allow death and suffering in the world if He could have stopped it?"
我一面想，她用一面的问，她说：“如果神能够阻止那些坏的事情发生的话，他为什么不阻止死亡和疾病？”
You see what she's trying to imply with these two questions.
从这个两个问题里面，她想暗示什么呢？
God must be selfish because He doesn't care about us.
那就是上帝一定是很自私的，因为他不关心我们。
All He cares about is Himself because we're the ones who are suffering.
他所关心的是他自己，因为我们是受苦的人。
So, question to you guys this afternoon, how would you have answered her?
我要问大家的问题是如果你们得到这样的问题的话，你们会怎么回答？
Is God really selfish?
上帝真的很自私吗？
Does He not care when people suffer?
他并不关心我们受苦吗？
Let's take a look at how Paul responds in the midst of suffering in Philippians 1:12-21.
让我们来看保罗是怎么回答这些问题的。我们从腓立比书的一章12-21节来看。
We'll read selectively. So Philippians 1:12-21.
腓立比书一章12-21节。
Yeah, if you're using red NIV Bibles, it's page 830.
在中文圣经的277页。
Verse 12. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. You jumped into verse 18. And because of this, I rejoice.And yes, I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have the sufficient courage so that now as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
腓立比书的一章十二到二十一节，我们有选择性的念第十二节到十四节。弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺，以致我受的捆锁，在御营全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故，并且那在主里的弟兄，多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，就发放 越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。然后我们到第十八节，这有何妨呢？若或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，而且还要欢喜，因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救，照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
First of all, in context, you got to understand that when Paul was writing this, he was in prison. He was waiting for his trial and probably sentenced to death.
保罗在写这段文字的时候，他被囚，而且呢，他在等待的那个被判刑。
But yet he rejoices. In fact, he writes the word rejoice multiple times, and the question is why.
然而这里多处出现了文字说欢喜，为什么呢？
Because he knows that in his imprisonment, that has resulted in the greater good, which is the proclamation of the gospel.
因为他的被囚呢有一个更好的一个结果，就是福音得到了传扬。
In fact, if you look at verse 19, he was actually expecting to be delivered from imprisonment, but we know that wasn't true because later on he was executed.
在第十九节中，他还是期盼着获救，但是呢，最终他还是被行刑了。
I think a lot of times we have this idea that God is this celestial killjoy up in heaven, right? Trying to figure out ways to make our lives very miserable or very boring.
有时候我们想象神好像是一个神圣的杀风景的人，把我们的生活千方百计的变得非常的枯燥乏味。
Maybe you hear people say that, or maybe you believe it yourself that the Christian life is mundane, it's full of rules and full of regulations.
可能呢，你自己也相信说，我们基督徒的生活是很世俗的，有很多的规章条例。
You know, when you say you're a Christian, it's oh, you're one of those. You know, there's no fun, there's no joy.
如果你告诉人家你是基督徒的话，人家说那真的这个人很乏味的。
And I think sadly, a lot of us Christians, we actually believe that, you know, and then we think that the best thing about Christianity is that it's insurance to get to heaven.
但是很悲哀的是，我们作为基督徒，我们好像也相信这一点。我们觉得作为基督徒最好的一件事就是得到了保障，就是我们死后能够进天堂。
In other words, after conversion, it's all downhill from there.
换句话说，在我们受洗之后，我们就开始在灵性上走下坡路了。
You know, you just try to go to church, pray a little, try to keep God happy, I guess.
我们就是时不时的到教会去一下，然后祷告一下，使我们的神欢喜。
Isn't that true though? I think a lot of times that's how we view God.
是不是真的？是不是我们就是这么看神的？
Contrarily, let me argue that the Christian life actually starts at the moment of conversion, and the uphill adventure starts then.
但是呢，我所要讲的是，其实基督徒的生活是从我们受洗的时候才刚刚的开始。
This is when you truly start out to live. I think a lot of us, we want to believe that this is where life starts, but we don't. And the question is, how come? Why?
我们应该从灵性上，从这一刻开始走上坡路，而不是走下坡路。
My theory is this. I think there are a lot of factors, but I think ultimately, we just don't trust God enough.
我的理论是，其实我们还是不够信靠神。
You know that old saying, you know, God is good, and people say all the time, and all the time God is good.
我们一直听到那句老话说神是好的。
Well, I don't think we actually really believe that when we say it.
但是我们一边说神是美善的，但是我们自己好像并不相信这一点。
Mentally, we may agree.But in our hearts, I don't think we do, because otherwise we would trust him more.
在精神上可能我们相信，但是在心里面我们并没有。
We would trust him more with our finance, with our relationships, with our time, with our talent.
如果我们真的信靠他的话，我们会把我们所有的我们 财政方面的问题，我们跟人的关系，我们的时间，各方面都更加的信靠他。
But instead, we have this perspective, right? We have this idea of, okay, God, thanks for saving me from hell. Thanks for the life insurance, but now let me be in charge of the rest of my life here on earth.
其实我们有很多人是这样说，上帝啊，感谢你啊，谢谢你，现在我不会进地狱了。那从现在开始呢，还是让我自己来管好我自己吧。
So I think ultimately we don't trust God because we think he'll shortchange us, right? We think we can run our life better than he does.
所以呢，其实我们还是没有信靠神，我们觉得我们能够比他更好的掌管我们自己。
But here's the thing, if God shortchanges us, do you think he'll receive the glory?
那你们要想一下，如果神是很短的很快的改变我们的话，那他该不该接受那个荣耀呢？
Absolutely not, right?
当然不是。
You are not going to tell others about God and how great he is and give him credit if he has not done marvelous acts in our lives.
我们不会告诉别人说神是如何的奇妙，他对我们的生命做了如何巨大的改变。如果他其实什么都没有做。
But contrary, as the Christian author John Piper would say, he would put it as, God is most glorified when we are most satisfied in him.
有一位基督徒的作家是这样说的，他说如果我们对神非常满足的话，满意的话，那神会得到至高的荣耀。
Let me say that again, right? It says, God is most glorified when we are most satisfied in him.
他说如果我们对他特别满意的话，神会得到至高的荣耀。
Therefore, let us pursue what it means to be fully satisfied in Christ, because then we'll be telling people about how great God is, right? His wonders and his works.
所以呢，我们在灵性上面也要追求在主里面得到满足。
You see, he not only wants to give us eternal life, but he wants to give us life to the very full right now.
所以我们要明白他不仅仅是带给我们永生，还要使我们的生命得以完全。
Maybe a little analogy will help here.
我来举个例子。
In Dallas, there's nothing to do besides shopping and eating.
在 Dallas, 实在是除了吃和买东西，别的没什么可做。
It's hot and dry. You don't even want to go outside.
非常的炎热，你真的不想到外面去。
So when the burger franchise In-N-Out came from California and started one in Dallas, guess how long you had to wait for this fast food?
有一间从加州开过来的一个汉堡包的快餐店，叫 In-N-Out。当它到那个开到那个 Dallas 的时候，你们猜想一下，要吃那个快餐的汉堡包要排队等多久？
Three hours for a burger at a fast food restaurant. It's pretty ironic, right?
3 hours. 要等3 hours 来吃那个快餐的汉堡包。
You see, word has gone out that In-N-Out burgers were pretty good in California, and the message has spread even all the way to Dallas.
大家都在传说，加州的那家 In-N-Out 的汉堡包店非常的好吃，然后Dallas 的人很快就知道了。
And so when they came, everyone wanted to try it. And it is pretty good, and so people keep going back.
等他们在 Dallas 开张的时候呢，大家都想试试看，所以呢，就是大家一传十，十传百的，大家都想来试。
I mean, there's actually police, they hire police to coordinate traffic, you know? There's traffic jam because of it. And even made the news, right? It's free publicity.
他们还雇佣了警察来维持交通。
You see the illustration here? People in California were saying how great this burger was. It started spreading. And then people in Dallas heard it, and so they want to experience it themselves.
这里其实显示的就是在加州的人，他们觉得这个汉堡包好吃，所以呢，大家都传开了，连Dallas 的人也都知道了。
I think similarly, when we are fully satisfied with Christ and experience his goodness to us, we'll be telling people about it naturally.
同样的，如果我们在基督里面完全的得到满足的话，我们也会把福音自然而然的传扬开去。
And when that happens, God will just naturally be glorified.
当这件事情发生的时候，神就是自然的得到了荣耀。
You see, God desires both you and I to be fully content in Him, so that He'll be lifted up in praise.
神希望我们我们大家对他是非常的满足，所以呢，他的福音才能够传扬开去，他能够得到荣耀。
That way, he will draw even more people to himself, and therefore save them.
这样，他也能够吸引更多的人，也能够拯救他们。
There's just one important thing that I need to include, and it's the fact that our contentment should not be restricted upon our external circumstances.
但是我要着重提的一点就是我们那个对神的满足不能够仅仅局限于我们外界环境。
Let's take a look back to Philippians 1 again.
我们再来看一下腓立比书一章。
Remember, Paul is imprisoned, right? And how does he react? He rejoices because his example has encouraged others to preach the gospel boldly.
保罗虽然在狱中，但是呢，他欢喜。他这个他的表现就是一个典范使人家能够跟随他。
I mean, can you put yourself in his shoes? Will you be rejoicing if you're going to be executed? I know I'd be crying every night.
你如果你设身处地的想一想，你会不会你在狱中，你将被行刑的话，你会不会欢喜？我觉得我肯定不会，我肯定每天晚上都哭。
Look at verse 20 and 21. It says this, I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but have sufficient courage so that now as always, and this is the important part, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. And verse 21, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
在20到21节中说，照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
So for Paul, no matter what, he wants to glorify God in this life.
所以对保罗来说，不管是生是死，他都要荣耀神。
For him, Christ will be exalted in his body, no matter any type of circumstance.
对他来说，不管环境如何，他都要让基督在他的身上被高举。
I mean, even if it's bad, and he has experienced a lot of bad circumstances.
保罗经历了很许多坏的境遇。
He was often hungry. He was always in danger. He was constantly beaten.And now he's going to die.
他经常挨饿，他经常有危险，而且他那个时候已经要死了。
And all this for what? All this for the sake of Christ.
那些都是为什么呢？都是为了基督。
Paul goes on and explains in verse 21, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
在21节中说，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
In the Greek, the infinitive to live,has this idea of this internal aspect in which a person continuously lives out every day, and he does it for God.
在那个希腊文中，那个不定词活着，它的意思呢，就是有一个内在的含义，就是说他为了主不断的活着。
And he beautifully contrasts this with another infinitive, right, which is to die, and this is an external aspect where, you know,You die, that's it. And this, you know, you have a gain, which is to be with Christ.
与他相反的，那个死这个字，那就是为了主，而死，而且得了益处。
So you may wonder, well, where is he getting all his motivation from? That in anything and everything he does it for the sake of Christ.
他的那些动机是什么呢？他做的任何的事情都是为了主基督。
When you get a chance, study Philippians chapter 3, and you get an answer.
你如果有机会的话，请你们阅读腓立比书三章，你们就会得到答案。
For Paul, knowing Christ surpasses everything.
对于保罗来说，认识基督，是超越了任何一切。
And it's not just salvation, but the intimacy he has with Christ, the peace and the assurance.
不仅仅是救恩，而且是他与基督的亲密的关系。
And according to Philippians 3, he says that everything else compared to knowing Christ is garbage.
在腓立比书三章中说，任何东西与耶稣的救恩来比，都是垃圾。
The literal meaning is actually, it's not garbage, it's actually dung, you know, poo-poo, right? And everything else, you know, money, fame, power, all these things are dung compared to knowing Christ.
那个如果直接翻译的话，比垃圾还要糟，就是粪便的意思。就是说，别的任何的东西，金钱、名誉、地位，与这个基督相比都是粪便。
Translators lighten it up a little because you know you don't want to see the word dung in scripture.
在那个译文里面，我们看到的是垃圾这个词，因为比较含蓄一点。
You see, I think it's an important component of Christian faith that many of us lack.
我们作为基督徒所缺乏的一部分信心是。
And it's experiencing God, and it's just not head knowledge, but really knowing Him from your heart.
那就是经历神。我们要从心里来了解神。
And I think many of us, you know God in our heads, but we have really not experienced Him with our hearts intimately.
我们很多人在精神上是相信了神，但是呢，在我们心里面还没有真正的经历神。
Maybe an illustration will help again.
再举个例子。
I'm making up the story. So let's say one day.Johnny and Jenny are on a road trip together to Yellowstone National Park for their 10th wedding anniversary.
这个故事是造出来的，只不过是举例而已。就说 Johnny 和 Jenny 他们两个人去黄石公园，他们呢是为了纪念他们的结婚十周年。
Jenny likes to be in control, and she likes to drive, but she figures, you know what? Johnny can drive because he grew up in Wyoming, which is where Yellowstone National Park is, and he knows the area. Plus, he's a taxi driver.
Jenny, 平时呢，她很爱就是控制一切，但是呢，她觉得这次还是应该让那个 Johnny 来开车，因为呢 ，Johnny 是在黄石公园周围长大的，而且呢，他是一个出租车司机。
So she trusts him because of prior knowledge, right? She has of him. And let's say suddenly, Jenny feels a sharp pain and she thinks she has appendicitis.
她呢，她这样相信他是因为她对她以前的了解，所以呢，她相信他让她开车。但是呢，突然在途中呢，她发现她肚子很痛，她得了盲肠炎。
She needs to have it removed right away, but they're in the middle of nowhere, right? Hours away from a hospital.
她必须要马上开刀把这件事解决，但是呢，他们又是在荒漠当中，离那个医院很远。
And Johnny says to Jenny, "It's appendicitis. I know it is. I could remove it. Trust me, baby."
但是呢 ，Johnny 跟他说啊，没关系，那是盲肠炎，我可以帮你去除。你相信我。
Now you gotta understand that Jenny has no prior knowledge of why she should trust Johnny in this area, right?
你们知道Jenny 在这方面，她对凭着她对 Johnny 的了解，她觉得她在这方面没有理由应该去相信他。
He grew up in Wyoming and he's a taxi driver.
他是在Wyoming 长大，他是一个出租车司机。
Why should she trust in him in removing the appendix?
为什么要相信他他会帮他去除盲肠呢？
But here's the thing, because she has shared experiences with him the past 10 years, she knows his words are trustworthy.
因为Jenny 与 Johnny 共同生活了十年，她知道 Johnny 所说的话是可信的。
Let's say Jenny lets Johnny remove the appendix, she is saved.
他呢还是让 Johnny 帮他去除了盲肠，他就得救了。
Now, what do you think is going to happen to the relationship of this couple?
这对夫妇在这个之后，他们的关系会怎么样呢？
It's going to be even deeper. It's going to be even stronger.
会，他们的关系会更好，会更深。
It all started because she trusted Johnny, right? And now she's going to trust him even more.
那就是因为Jenny 呢，她相信Johnny， 现在呢，她会更相信他。
Especially through this experience together.
特别是在这次共同经历之后。
You see, I think Paul has that kind of relationship with God.
你们知道保罗就是有跟神就是有这样的关系。
And of course, and this is something we need to emulate.
这个只不过是我举一个现实生活中的例子。
In fact, he is at a point in which he says, "If I live, I live for him."
保罗的信心就是强到他说我活着就是基督。
And if I die, I'll see him.
我死了，我要去见他。
He is that committed and has that kind of intimacy with God.
他是非常的他是献身于神，而且他与神有非常亲密的关系。
That's why he can say he rejoices no matter what the situation is, because he fully trusts God and could be content in any circumstance.
这就是为什么他会说无论境遇如何，他都欢喜。
And I think once again, a lot of times we let our joy be dependent upon our external circumstances, right?
有很多时候我们的欢喜都是建立在外界的环境当中。
Right? If we have enough money, if we have the right job, the right relationship.
我们有有足够的金钱，有一份好的工作，有一个好的与亲人的关系。
But Paul is suggesting that our joy should not be dependent upon those things, upon the externals, but rather on the internal constant, which is Christ in you.
保罗是说，我们平时的欢喜不应该建立在外界的环境之上，而且应该建立在我们内心的那个常数上面，那就是基督。
A question again, you know, this is not an easy thing. How do we live like that? How could we focus on the internal rather than external?
那问题是我们怎么能够像保罗这样生活？我们怎么能够更加注重我们的内在，而不是外在的环境？
And this is where knowing the Bible and experiencing God comes into play.
那就是我们要了解圣经，我们要经历神。
In fact, we just read it in Ephesians 5, right?
我们刚才读了以弗所书五章。
It says that we are to be filled with the Spirit, which means that we are to be led by God through trusting and obeying His voice.
其中说我们要被圣灵充满，我们要靠着神的引领信靠他。
And once again, in the Greek, the word or the main verb is to be filled with the Spirit, and everything else that follows actually modifies that main verb. Meaning, here's the main verb to be filled with the Spirit.And as a result of being filled with the Spirit, you are going to giving thanks, making melodies to God, submitting to one another. All this because you are filled with the Spirit.
在希腊文里面，这里主要的动词就是被圣灵充满，其他的都是来修饰这个动词，就是说被圣灵充满之后，你会就是用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
And in fact, if you observe this carefully, you could separate it into three categories. You're going to notice that when you're filled with the Spirit, you'll be right with God, right? You have a horizontal, a vertical relationship with God that's going to be healthy.
我们来分三类，就是被圣灵充满的话，你与神会有一个vertical?
Vertical, up
and down. 垂直性的一个关系。那我们的属灵上的关系呢，就是健康的。
Not only that, you're going to have a horizontal relationship in which you'll be right with men, right? Because you're submitting with each other.
还有一个就是平行的关系，那就是我们与人与人之间的关系也会是和平的。
And in fact, if you keep on reading, it talks about the household rules at that time. And so if you're filled with the Spirit, your household will be in order.
如果你被圣灵充满，那你们家也会有秩序。
So once again, when you are filled with the Spirit, these are the fruits that you see as a result.
如果你遵循了这些话的话，你就能够看到那些好的结果。
And you have peace and harmony with God, with family and people. And won't you tell others about all these things if God did it for you?
你与神和平的相处，你与人也是和平的相处。
And when you do that, you are glorifying God, and people will naturally gravitate toward Christ.
如果你这样做的话，你就荣耀了神，人们呢也能够从中看到 这一个好处。
As we close, I just want to share a recent visitation I had with a friend of mine in Kessler Institute in West Orange.
在要结束的时候，我还要与大家分享一个故事，那就是我最近去在戏剧院去一个医院里面去看了一个我的朋友。
3 months ago, he got into a motorcycle accident, and so he became paralyzed from the neck down.
三个月之前，他有一个机动车的事故，后来呢，他就是从头颈以下都瘫痪了。
Instantly, his dream of traveling the world, of becoming a doctor, they were all gone.
突然之间，他要环游世界，他要做医生，那些梦想都没有了。
He was only 22 years old, and he could only move his head and nothing else.
他只有22岁，但是呢，他只能够移动一下他的头，别的都不能动。
His life suddenly changed from that of an independent young man who could do anything and everything he wanted into a life in which he's dependent on people all the time.
他的生命完全的改变了，从一个完全独立的一个年轻人变成了一个做任何事情都要依靠别人的人。
He needed to be flipped at night when he sleeps. So every 2 hours, they had to flip him or move him to keep the blood circulation going.
晚上呢，睡觉的时候，每隔2个小时，护士就要把他移动一下，让那个血液正常的循环。
He has physical therapy 6 hours a day so that his muscles don't go into atrophy, so they won't start shrinking.
他一天要接受6小时的理疗，这样的话，他的肌肉就不会萎缩。
When I saw him a couple of days ago, there's this sense of upbeatness about him.
在我几天前去看他的时候，他的情绪呢，其实很好。
I was just encouraged just to see him because there are so many other patients there, you know, who are not as handicapped as he was.And had no expression of joy, but he did. My friend did.
我看到他以后非常的受鼓励，因为在那个康复所里面，别的人其实那个他们残废的程度并没有他那么厉害，但是呢，他们的脸上没有欢喜。
Of everyone I saw in rehab, because they were all in the same room, he probably had the worst condition and had the most to lose because he was so young and with so much potential.
在这里面其实他是失去了最多，他是最年轻，最有前途的。
So I wondered to myself, you know, what was the secret of being so joyful despite this external circumstance?
我就在问自己尽管那个外界的那个环境如此的差，他是怎么会这么欢喜的呢？
I thought about, you know, the physical, emotional, and mental suffering. I didn't have an answer.
我想到了他在体力上、精神上所受的这么多的痛苦，但是我得不到回答。
I keep wondering why something would happen to a young man like him.
我也一直问，就是像这样年轻的人，为什么这种事情会发生在他身上
？And I thought to myself, if I were in his shoes, chances are I'd be depressed, and I'd probably be very angry at God.
设身处地的想，如果我遭遇这样的事情，我会非常的生气。我可能会很忧郁，而且我会埋怨神。
Then 3 questions suddenly dawned upon me.
但是有3个问题马上出现了在我的脑中。
If that kind of suffering did happen to me, I would ask myself these 3 questions.
如果我经历这样痛苦的话，我会问自己3个问题。
And I think these 3 questions could encompass a lot of the tribulations and trials that we have.
那个3个问题是可以来
Any trials that we have difficulties, we could ask ourselves these 3 questions.
在我们经历任何磨难的时候，我们都能够问自己这三个问题。
1, do I believe that God is good?
第一，我们是不是真的相信神是美善的？
2, do I believe that he has what is best for me?
第二，我们是不是相信神是为我们设计了最好的
？And 3, do I believe that He is in sovereign control at all times？
第三，我们是不是相信神是唯一有主权来掌管我们的
？You see, if I could believe that He is good, and that He wants and knows what is best for me, and that He is always in control, then no matter what happens to me, whether good or bad, then I could say, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
如果我们对这个三个问题的回答都是肯定的话，那我们也能够回答说，因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
You see, because no matter what happens to me, I know that His intentions, God's intentions for me, are always good when I do it His way.
因为不管对我们发生了什么，我们都非常的清楚，就是神有他的美意。
And I could find satisfaction in Him, even in the midst of suffering.
我们可以在他里面得到满足，尽管我们在肉身上受苦。
Do you have that kind of trust and contentment in God?
你们有没有这样的信心？有没有得到在主里面的满足？
If not, ask for it and cultivate it.
如果还没有的话，让我们来寻求他，我们来自己来培养这种信心。
Deepen your relationship with Him by experiencing Him in your life.
与神建立更加深的关系，这样来经历神。
As Scripture says, right? Taste, right? That's the experience. Taste and see that the Lord is good.
在经文上面有一句话说尝试神来知道神是美善的。
And when you do that, you'll be enjoying Him, and you will be no doubt glorifying Him forever.
如果你这样的做的话，你就会真的享受他，你也会在任何事上都荣耀他。
No matter the external circumstances in your life.
不管外界的环境如何。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
God, we know that you are not a selfish God, for you came from heaven to earth to die on the cross for us, Lord, for people who are not worthy. You love us that much that while we're so sinners, while we have not done anything good, you sacrificed yourself for us. Lord, I just pray for each one of us here that we will have that kind of deepened relationship with you, Lord, that we'll have the courage to really experience you and trust you. Lord, may we do it corporately as a church, that will encourage each other, that will edify each other, that will push each other to want to grow and have that kind of relationship with you. So that no matter what happens to each one of us, Lord, that we'll have contentment in you. So God, help us to find full satisfaction in you so that you'll be fully glorified, especially here in this church. Lord, I thank you for the members here. I thank you for the tight-knit community. I pray that we'll continue to identify with each other and that we'll continue to spur each other on. Lord, despite the difficulties and the trials that we may go through, I pray we'll continue to focus our eyes on you, Jesus. Bless us the rest of this week, even as the school year starts for some of the students, Lord, whether college or high school, I pray that you go before them. I do pray for the parents as well, and also just the daily routine, Lord, of work for many of us. I pray that you help us to be mindful of who you are and what you did for us. Help us to continue to be more Christ-like. Help us to live to Christ, knowing that no matter what happens, when we die, it is a gain. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.